Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fourth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Gimel and Parak Dalet Mishnah Dalet. In the previous Mishnah, we defined the term of a Mechol HaKerem. And the Mishnah described this term as basically the area in between the vineyard and the fence. And the halacha is, at least according to Beis Shammai, as we learned in Mishnah Aleph, that you need 12 amos of open space in between the kerem and the fence for the purpose of planting another type of crop. Now, Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah is actually going to tell us that Mechol HaKerem is actually something else. There's really another approach, another opinion regarding what a Mechol HaKerem is and when 12 amos are really needed in order to plant a different type of species. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein ze ela geder HaKerem. Says the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that explanation of a Mechol HaKerem, that's really a geder HaKerem. That's in between the fence and the vineyard, and that does not require 12 amos, that requires, as the Bar Tanura explains, 6 amos. When you have the space in between the vineyard and the fence, it requires 6 amos. You have 4 amos to plant, and you have 4 amos of space, and you have 2 amos to plant. And that's the situation of a Geder HaKerem. But continues the Mishnah, the Ezehu Mechol HaKerem. Then what's considered to be Mechol HaKerem? We have this whole thing about 12 amos, according to Beis Hillel, of space in a Mechol HaKerem. Asks the Mishnah, what is that case, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, of a Mechol HaKerem? Says the Mishnah, Bein Shnei HaKramim. When you have space in between two different vineyards, and in between those vineyards, there's space where you want to plant another type of crop, says the Mishnah, there you need 12 amos. You need 4 amos in between the new crop and the vineyards on both sides. You need 4 amos, that's 8. And then you have 4 amos for planting. So that's where you need 12 amos, says Rabbi Yehuda. The Mechol HaKerem is a case where you have 2 different krumim, 2 different vineyards, and you want to plant a different crop in between them. You need 12 amos of space in order to do that. Now we're going to be discussing the case of a geder. We have a fence. You have a fence in between what you would like to plant and the kerem. And in that case, as the Bar Tanura explains, you don't need any space. You don't need any. As long as you have that fence, that's sufficient, that works. And there's no distance that you need in order to plant something. It could be right next to Kelei HaKerem, right next to the vineyard. As long as there's a fence, you are good. Says the Mishnah, Ezehu geder. What's considered to be a fence for the purpose of planting something else next to a vineyard? Says the Mishnah, Shehu gova asara tvachim. As long as the fence is 10 tvachim or larger or taller, that works, that is sufficient to separate between the new type of crop that you're looking to plant and the kerem that is right next to it. Vicharitz asks the Mishnah, what about a hole? Does a hole work to separate in between a vineyard and another type of crop? Says the Mishnah, Shehu amok asara, as long as it's 10 tfachim deep, v'rachav arba'a, and 4 tfachim wide. Unlike the fence, which all we care about is the height, 10 tfachim tall, we are good. But when it comes to a charetz, when it comes to a hole, it requires that 10 tfachim in depth, but we also require 4 tvachim in terms of width. That's the halacha of a charetz. That's the way to separate between what you're looking to plant and a vineyard if you want to plant them one next to the other. Now we're continuing with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, as we continue to discuss the definition of such a fence that you're looking to build, that you're looking to use as a separation between what you're looking to plant and another type of and the vineyard that you already have planted. Says the Mishnah, Mechitzas Hakonim, if you have a mechitza, you have a separation of sticks, which is basically like a fence. Im ein bein konen lechavero shlosha tfachim, kdei shlo yikonis hagadi. If there isn't a space of 3 tfachim in between each stick, in between each plank of wood, so that a gedi, a goat, would be allowed to enter. If you don't have that, so a gediyah goat would not be able to enter. Harezu kemechitza, says the Mishnah. This is good. This works as a separation. This would be a valid mechitza. You can plant literally one right next to the other. The kerem, the vineyard, right is there, and you could plant something else right next to it. As long as there's this mechitza, like we said in the previous Mishnah, it has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. But there can be little openings in the fence as well, as long as there are 3 tefachim or less. And as the Bar Tanura explains, this is the halacha called Lavud. It's halacha l'moshe misina. It's a mesorah that we have. All shiurim are mesorahs, as the Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah. Our mesorahs, they are traditions that we have from Har Sinai, that Lavud, that as long as something's within 3 tefachim of something else, then we view that space as non-existent. So it says the Mishnah, you have 3 tefachim of an opening between the sticks of the mechitza, not a problem, it is totally fine, and it is valid, it is considered to be a valid mechitza for the purpose of separating between the kerem, between the vineyard on the one hand, and what you're looking to plant on the other hand. You could plant right next to one another with the mechitza in the middle. Continues the Mishnah, v'gader shenifrat ad eser amziv a fence. And this fence has the separations in it, says the Mishnah. You can have separations in the fence, openings in the fence, up to 10 amos, says the Mishnah. Harehu kepesach. That's just like a doorway. It's literally like a doorway, says the Mishnah. As long as you have 10 amos or less of a separation, it's considered to be like the Pesach, and therefore you could have them even next to each other without a separation. You could have the vineyard on one side, but there's a doorway there, and right next to it is whatever you're looking to plant now. Totally fine, as long as there's a separation with 10 amos of less in the middle. Yasser Mikan, says the Mishnah, but more than 10 amos, keneged hapirtza asur. If you're planting right next to the pirtza, right next to the separation, the hole in the fence, that is asur to do that. You cannot plant next to, in between, there's no separation, if it's more than 10 amos of a separation. Continues the Mishnah. Nifritzu bo pratzos harbe. But let's say you have many holes in the fence, but they're each less than 10 amos. You just said that the 10 amos or less, it's just like an opening. But let's say there are tons of them all over, 8 amos here, 7 amos there, 9 amos there. All these separations of the fence, does that work? Is that still considered to be a valid mechitza, a valid fence, a valid separation? Says the Mishnah, im ha'omed meruba al haparutz. If the fence is more, if the stable part of the fence, the real part of the fence, is more than the holes in the fence, then it's mutter. As long as each individual hole is 10 amos or less, and all of the holes together are still less than the amount of fence that there is, mutter, then the mechitza works, the fence works, it's a valid separation, you could plant on both sides, on both sides of the mechitza. The im haparutz meruba al ha'omed, but if the hole in the fence is larger, is greater, is more significant than the fence itself, kineged hapirtza oster, then you're not allowed to plant another type of crop, kineged, opposite the hole in the fence, because there's too many holes, kineged, corresponding to the size of the fence itself. Quick review. Perak Dal Mishnah Gimel quoted us the sheet of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and he introduced to us a different definition for Mechol HaKerem. He says the previous way that we define Mechol HaKerem is called Geder HaKerem. That's different. There you only need six amos of a separation. But when it comes to a Mechol HaKerem, Rabbi Yehuda says that's really the space in between two vineyards, and there you need 12 amos, not in the case of the fence next to the vineyard. And then the Mishnah defines for us what's considered to be a valid fence that allows us to plant on both sides of it. One already has a vineyard, and I want to plant something else on the other side. It says the Mishnah, as long as it's 10 tefachim tall, that works as a mechitza, as a separation, as a fence in between the kerem, in between the vineyard and what you're looking to plant. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying, v'charet, and you want to plant, let's say you have a hole in between the vineyard and what you're looking to plant, that's good as well, as long as the hole is 10 tefachim deep and at least 4 tefachim wide. And then Perak Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, discuss the halacha of a fence that's number one. It has a little bit of holes in between, but the Mishnah said, taught us the concept of lavud, that if there's 3 tefachim or less than three tvachim or less, in between the different sticks, in between the different planks, that's fine, and that would work as a separation because of love, but it's that space is basically considered to not be existent. And then the question was, in the case of a fence with a lot of different holes, it's fine as long as it's 10 amos or left, or less, harihu kapesach, that's considered to be a doorway. More than that would not work. And then we discussed the final case of our Mishnah. What if there are tons and tons of holes, but each one is less than 10 amos? Says the Mishnah, as long as it's more fence than hole, that works. Similar to if you think a little bit about the sukkah. As long as there's more shade than sun, then that would work there as well. Again, you have to go and look and make sure that there is more fence than hole. Have a great day.